While we're waiting for other people to call in with questions, I'll just note some of the other reasons why vacations can be really difficult. As I said in the beginning, you know, it tends to go back to thinking that vacations is a time where a child can get more constipated, and this can really trigger all of the related difficulties with encopresis. And, you know, that constipation could happen because of the change in diet that we talked about. It can happen because of a change in exercise. So a lot of times, especially on that you know, main day of traveling to and from, you know, the targeted spot, there might be a lot of time of sitting on the airplane or in a car or train or bus. And when we change our exercise levels, this also changes, you know, our routines and when the child might have the urge to use the bathroom. So all of these things, you know, can contribute to difficulty on vacation, but especially children with encopresis tend to or often have a hard time using unfamiliar toilets, and so this is really something to try to think about and plan for ahead of time, if at all possible, to really talk with your child about what it may be like to use some of these different restrooms, and are there ways you can make it easier? Can you bring sprays to improve the smell or certain wipes or things like that? So these are just all of the things that can go into making vacations a challenging experience for kids with encopresis and families who are trying to get back on track or stay on track.